Lively Stone's Meditations for Wednesday, 19th October, 2022. Egypt will not let you go. Reading from Exodus chapter 3, verses 18 to 22. Then they will heed your voice, and you shall come, you and the elders of Israel, to the king of Egypt, and you shall say to him, "The Lord God of the Hebrews has met with us. And now, please, let us go 3 days' journey into the wilderness that we may sacrifice to the Lord our God." But I am sure that the king of Egypt will not let you go, no, not even by a mighty hand. So I will stretch out my hand and strike Egypt with all my wonders, which I will do in its midst, and after that he will let you go. And I will give this people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, and it shall be when you go that you shall not go empty-handed. But every woman shall ask of her neighbor, namely of her who dwells near her house, articles of silver, articles of gold, and clothing, and you shall put them on your sons and on your daughters. So you shall plunder the Egyptians." Having said that he will send Moses to Pharaoh, our Lord follows up with the statement, "But I am sure that the king of Egypt will not let you go, no, not even by a mighty hand." What does this tell us? To some, it might seem that God is playing games. Why send Moses to Pharaoh only to find that Pharaoh, the king of this world, is not going to listen? I believe that God works in the reality of his creation. He is not a magician who will sprinkle oofle dust on a problem and make it go away. No, he guides and reveals the nature of things that will aid our understanding, while showing that he is to be trusted in all things. What we see here is Moses receiving a spirit word that will give him the sure way ahead. Our Lord leads each of us in the same way, to take us out of bondage and into the promised land, from looking to the world to living in the kingdom. It should be obvious that Pharaoh will not release us. Pharaoh is stubborn and willful, and it will be his way or no way. As born again into the kingdom of God, this is a lesson to us that spiritual discernment will show us the spiritual reality, and indeed that the things of earth are not growing strangely dim any time soon without the Lord's intervention. We can try on our own, but only the Lord can make a difference between his people and Pharaoh's people. We must be patient, and it shall be that when you shall not go empty-handed. Wait for your reward. Meditate on these things. Exodus chapter 8, verses 20 to 24. The fourth plague, flies. And the Lord said to Moses, "Rise early in the morning and stand before Pharaoh as he comes out of the water. Then say to him, 'Thus says the Lord, let my people go, that they may serve me. Or else, if you will not let my people go, behold, I will send swarms of flies on you and your servants, on your people, and into your houses. The houses of the Egyptians shall be full of swarms of flies, and also the ground on which they stand. And in that day I will set apart the land of Goshen, in which my people dwell, that no swarms of flies shall be there, in order that you may know that I am the Lord in the midst of the land. I will make a difference between my people and your people. Tomorrow this sign shall be." And the Lord did so. Thick swarms of flies came into the house of Pharaoh, into his servants' houses, and into all the land of Egypt. The land was corrupted because of the swarms of flies. And Hebrews chapter 11, verses 24 to 26. By faith, Moses, when he became of age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he looked to the reward. Love with all your mind. The Bible records that God is love, but it must be borne in mind that it is the love of God, and that love is inexpressible bliss to a being like Jesus Christ or to a being like Adam as God created him. Oswald Chambers, from The Philosophy of Sin.